much do you think those early tackles, those stops, those TFLs kind of helped wherever you guys were at defensively, you know, particularly in the second half and in the overtime, being able to set that right away?
No, I think it helps a lot. I think whenever you have those plays, it allows Dom to call more aggressive plays, or however you want to say it, and that causes offenses to kind of open or shorten their playbook, because now it's whatever, second and 12 or third and 11, certain situations like that where, hey, you know what's going to come next and you know how you can attack them that much better.
You know, a lot of players talk about the second year knowing the defense a little bit more, but for you, everything that you kind of put into it, we talked about a lot last year, I mean, how do you think that sort of translated in your game now, all that background and what you developed up to this point?
No, definitely. I think it's helped me tremendously just in the aspect of now I can just trust it and shooting the gap or going and understanding, okay, if I line up here, I know exactly where the guy in front of me is going to play. And just having that year of experience with guys like Mike Daniels, like Ricky going through all this stuff with HaHa, going through all this stuff with Morgan, all those certain things, all the experiences that I've had has allowed me to just trust it more. And I'd say that's allowed me to not think as much this year.
Have you ever seen anybody like Cohen? Not that Cohen, but Tariq Cohen. Michael,
I've seen him a couple. I've seen him a couple times. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, we kind of look at him like a Darren Sproles like type player, and he's an explosive guy, extremely fast. He kind of does everything for him, and a guy they obviously want to get the ball to, and it's definitely going to be a huge challenge for us coming tomorrow.
Can you see one of those guys that the ball might go up, he's going to end up going right, or vice versa?
Yeah, I mean, he's just a guy. I mean, like I said, whatever they have him do, he's gonna get it done, and you just have to be aware of him on the field at all times.
Dom and Mike have talked about wanting to get more speed into the back end of the defense, and you know, playing more safeties, or you know, drafting Kevin King gets that speed on there. So we know what it looks like 40 time wise, but does it feel significantly faster when you see guys flying around relative to last season?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you could take 40 times as much as you can, but I think once you get on the field, it comes to football speed, because a guy that runs a 4.4 but doesn't know what's going on or can't see things as fast looks like he's 4.8, or a guy that's whatever 4.6, 4.7 looks like he's a 4.4 because he's moving that quick out there, because he can start seeing things, it's starting to click or whatever it is. But yeah, I think it's definitely helped us a lot. You could see guys flying around. One thing, a guy has a guy held up. Next thing you know, seven guys are just destroying him at the end of the play. It's cool to see, and it's kind of demoralizing for an offense to kind of, okay, I got one guy hitting me, and next thing I know, I have six other guys on top of me at every single play.
Howard, Cohen, and they average five yards a carry. Big game for an inside linebacker.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think it's a huge challenge. I'm excited for it. And to be able to go out there and stop those types of running backs. I know last week we had a great group of running backs in the backfield. Each and every week you look at that as a challenge and you want to stop them.